Good morning and welcome back to the radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now this month we've been talking about Satan's devices. And if you weren't able to catch the messages earlier this month, I would really encourage you to log on to our website at independencebaptist.org and check out the audio section. From there, you'll be able to listen to the first few messages on this very needed topic about Satan. Now, this message on Satan has been a reminder to be diligent in our lives, to watch out for the stumbling blocks that Satan puts in our ways, because Satan is very dangerous and he wants to see us fall. But despite all that, the Lord has promised there will always be a way of escape the temptation. So please listen in as Pastor Reynolds talks a little more about Satan's many devices.
This morning, we want to continue on the same thought that we've been preaching about for a pretty good while now. It's concerning Satan's devices. This morning, we want to think about evil thoughts. Evil thoughts are without a doubt from the devil. But does an evil thought really appear to us as an evil thought, or as simply a good idea that these other guys just don't like? Particularly, you see, if it's our idea, we think that it's better than others. You know, there's only one really good way to tell whether our ideas are really good ideas, or if they're from the devil. That is to check with the Bible to see what the Bible has to say about our idea. Evil thoughts are thoughts that are against God's commandment. Notice in the book of Genesis chapter number 3, the Bible says here in verse number 4, when Satan approached the woman about the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the woman knew what it was all about. The woman knew that the tree was a good tree to remind them of the power of God and that they were limited in some of the things that they could do. Notice here what the devil said to her. In verse number 4 of Genesis 3, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." The devil presented this as a good thing, but it was not a good thing at all. It was really a bad thing that she said was a good thing. Think of this. The way to tell whether something is of God or if it's not of God is simply to read it in the Bible. God's ways are good ways, but Satan's ways are always evil, and they always want to convince us of evil. The devil, you see, is the author of all evil thoughts. These thoughts that go into our heads, these thoughts that go into our hearts, Satan is always behind all of that. The devil was the one that put the thought into the heart of Judas Iscariot, who was lost to betray Christ. In John 13, verse number 2, the Bible said, "The devil now, having put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus." You see, Judas was lost, and Judas allowed Satan to put that thought in his own heart. Judas actually became demon-possessed. Judas actually thought that it was a good idea to betray Christ. And beside that, he would come out with 30 pieces of silver for himself. Now, doesn't that sound just like many modern religions and many modern people who use religion as a rung on the ladder of success? But you think about this ladder of success that supposed believers are climbing up. Think about Jeremiah, who prophesied the things of God, and he was put in a dungeon for it. You think about Ezekiel, who was told by God to do right things, and he did right things, but the people around him didn't like it at all. You think of the many people of God who has faced ridicule and all that oppression because they did what God wants them to do. Now, if you're saved, Satan can still put evil thoughts into your head. In Acts 5, in verse number 3, the Bible says, "Why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land?" Now, if you ever think that you can go ahead and do that thing that Satan suggests, you are deceiving yourself. It would have been so much better if Ananias and Sapphira had simply said, "We sold the land for so much and we're giving so much to the Lord," instead of lying about it. They both lost their lives. Satan is a great one to take advantage of us. We must be on guard every day against the devil, lest he lead us into a situation where he will go off and leave us holding the bag. As Paul stated in the book of 2 Corinthians 2 and verse number 11, "Lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." This word "advantage" in 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11 means that Satan is superior over us in this situation, and that he will use us for his benefit. But what is the device of Satan? What is it that he has on his mind? And we know that Satan wants to destroy all Christian testimony. Satan wants us to follow what he wants of this world. That's what he's really wanting, because he wants to sit in the sides of the north. It is Satan that wants to rule over everything, you see. So, what is the device of Satan? It amounts to this. It is whatever Satan can use in order to accomplish his purpose. Even us. Some of Satan's devices are found in the Scriptures. The Bible states in the book of 2 Corinthians 11 and verse number 3, "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Listen, Satan showed Eve the good side of sin, but she had to undergo death as well. You think something else? That she had at least two children. The Bible said that Cain, one of her children, rose up and killed Abel. That'd be a horrible thing for a parent to live through, but that's the way it is. Satan promises how good things are going to be, but Satan's delivery, he doesn't even care whether anybody is hurt or not. You think about David in 1 Chronicles 21. David stood up and numbered the people of Israel. It was Satan's thought, and David took it. David was a saved person. He was a man after God's own heart. And yet, Satan talked to David and convinced him that it was the right thing to do. And David did that. He should have known better, just like we should know better many times. But God always sees. God always knows. The Bible states in the book of 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5, that Satan can also tempt with adultery if a married couple doesn't come together. I mean, that's what it is. The Bible states in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6 and verse 11, that it is our responsibility to put on the whole armor of God so that we'll be able to fight against Satan. The Bible says here in this place, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil." The only way that Satan can get advantage of us is if we are ignorant of his devices. The only place that's available for us to understand the devices of Satan is in the Scripture. We need to do what's right. Always do what's right. Do what God commanded us to do in the Bible. But know this, that the only way we can ever find out what God's will is to read it in the Word of God. And God's Word is very clear and very plain on this issue. The only way that we're ever going to know what the devil is up to, what his plans are, is if we read it in the Bible. When bitterness develops in your heart, when bitterness develops in my heart, there is a continual remembering of any kind of evil that is before us. It is never that we think about what's good, but bitterness causes much conflict and much anguish. The Bible states in the book of Hebrews 12 and verse number 15, how do you get rid of bitterness? The Bible says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Bitterness is likely to come up within each of us. And this bitterness that comes up is likely to destroy us, but it also affects others as well. Our friends, the ones that we love, the bitterness that we have will go off on them as well because they're going to be on our side. We need to be real careful that we don't lead any down this road of bitterness. Bitterness will seep out from us and many will be destroyed. In a church, there are often people who come together to worship who really and truly don't even like each other. Think about that. Now, that should never be. But in a church, people come together to worship and they don't even like each other. Do you know what Jesus Christ said about this? In Matthew 5 and verse number 20, Jesus Christ said this, "Ye have heard that it had been said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." But notice what he says in verse number 22. "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift." This is so important that God's people just be what God wants them to be. This is what we're all accountable to do, is to be honest before God, to be true before God Almighty. If you're lost today, I pray that you might see Jesus Christ precious to your own soul. If you're saved and have this root of bitterness, I pray that God would touch you today in such a way that you might turn from that wickedness.
So there are a few things that I have really taken away from the last few messages. And one is that Satan will take something and he will take something evil and he will try to make it look good. He will make it seem like it will be okay. And at the same time, he's very subtle. Sometimes there isn't something that's just so obvious. Sometimes it's the little things that we start accepting until we've gotten so far off track that we aren't even sure how we got where we are. And that's why it's so important to stay in God's Word, to keep in constant communication to God in prayer, and to always seek His direction, even in the small things. He has promised a way of escape. And I pray that when temptations come, that I will lean on Him and look for the escape. So we need to be asking ourselves, are we doing the things that will help us overcome temptation? Now, one way that we can keep on track is to be around other Christians and to come together regularly to worship the Lord. And to that end, I would encourage you to come and join us for services. We'll be meeting today at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and 4:30 worship services. We'll also be meeting Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. Our building is at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Now, I see that our time for this morning is up, but we're glad you're able to join us. And Lord willing, we'll be talking again next Sunday at 8 a.m. about another message from God's Holy Word.